Mental Health Monday Marathon. Tackling the stigma.
I promise you, Norman Lamb, the Lib Dem MP and a prominent voice when it comes to mental health campaigning. He joins us on the programme now. Norman, thank you for your time.
Hello, Mick. Most impressed by what you're doing today.
It's a pretty epic undertaking that we're going for, Norman, but I think over the course of the hours that we've done so far, it's proved itself very worthwhile in terms of those stories and the stories that we're hearing as well. The story across the country, though, is one of mental health as an issue, which I think a lot of people want to see absolutely made in terms of parity of esteem with physical health. We have been hearing on the programme so far that that is starting to happen, but it's a case of how long are we prepared to wait before those changes really kick in?
Yeah, I agree with that. The truth is that within our NHS, our publicly funded NHS, there's still really discrimination in how you're treated. If you have a physical health problem, there's all sorts of national waiting time standards that are supposed to guarantee you access within a defined time. If you can imagine someone with an eating disorder, if they are left waiting for far too long, then eating disorders can kill. There are too many teenagers who've lost their lives because of an eating disorder whilst waiting for treatment. So the sooner we can get people access to treatment, the better. We also, of course, need to be much better at preventing ill health in the first place. It's much better, particularly for youngsters, for teenagers, if we can intervene more quickly, supporting them in school, for example, stopping the deterioration of health in the first place, then everyone benefits.
And it's interesting that you touch on young people as well. I know you've come up with a couple of ideas about how mental health within the workplace can be very much improved. Just give us an insight into this one, because this is based around the type of taxes that the businesses play and about how those responsibilities from an employer's point of view could actually do them a favour, first and foremost financially, but then hopefully for the good of their employees, in the long run.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was chair of a commission looking at mental health in the West Midlands, and we reported last March. And there were two particular ideas that we came up with, which are now being progressed in the West Midlands. The first is that if we give people who have severe and enduring mental ill health, who perhaps are out of work, intensive support to get them ready for a job, and then critically to support them once they're in the job, then we know that a lot of people, even though they've been experiencing significant mental ill health, can stick in that job. It can give them some dignity, some self-respect. It improves their sense of well-being. It reduces their use of the NHS. And, of course, they're not claiming benefits any longer. So, again, everyone benefits. So that's one idea. The other idea is that if we can give employers an incentive, such as reducing their business rate, perhaps for a two-year period, in return for that company doing things to support the well-being of their workforce, things that we know will work to improve well-being at work, then we have the potential to reduce sickness absence, to reduce the number of people who fall out of work because of their ill health. And so the company benefits in terms of productivity. They see a reduction in their sickness absence rates. Fewer people end up unnecessarily on benefits. Fewer people end up using the NHS. So again, everyone benefits. And we're hoping that we can trial this for a two-year period in the West Midlands. And if we can show that it works, then it's something that could be rolled out around the rest of the country.
Norman Lamb, MP, thank you for your time. Really appreciate you joining us on the Mental Health Monday Marathon.
Pleasure and good luck.
Mental Health Monday Marathon with Mick Coyle on Radio City Talk.